T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Dave Marcus was trying to get me to do that as part of my workout. Yeah, I was like, man, I don't want to go run the steps. Like, I'm actually trying to get myself to workout.
And Chris Ello.
I don't remember that line about the balls jumping.
You don't?
Yes, I remember it, but now I'm never going to be able to forget it.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Rolling into the 5 o'clock hour, welcome back to Quinn and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Quinn Jr. on the flight back to the West Coast after the Padres beat the Phillies today 2-0. Padres have taken 4 out of 6 on this road trip. Now they head back to San Francisco, where they will start a three-game series with the Giants right here on 97.3 The Fan tomorrow night following our program. Our show this afternoon has been a good one, and it's going to get better right now because we're going to go talk a little PGA golf with one of our all-time favorite guests on the program, PGA golf professional Charlie Hoffman, set to join us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Charlie, how you doing today?
Doing good. You guys?
We're always good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. How did you enjoy day one of the PGA Championships? Probably not as much as Rory McIlroy enjoyed the day. He was, according to Scraby anyway, and his sources, McIlroy was driving it like no other today.
Yeah, you know what? I watched a little bit early this morning at my house while I was working out, and I enjoyed my own round of golf out at La Jolla Country Club today with a few buddies, obviously wishing I was there at Southern Hills. I played the last PGA there, but unfortunately been struggling with some back injuries, so I'm not there. But it looked like a completely different golf course. I think on the coverage you probably heard them, it's completely redesigned. Gil Hanse did something, a complete renovation of the golf course. So it's a new course for everybody.
Is driving, 360 yards, Rory McIlroy.
He hit 378
today. John Rahm hit 401. Where is it going to stop, Charlie? Are guys going to start driving over the green? I mean, it's unbelievable how far you guys, can hit the golf ball. Is it just strength? Is it new techniques? Is it the equipment? Is it all of it, I guess, probably, huh?
No, I think what you guys don't see is how much the ball, or you can see how much the ball rolls. I mean, there's a few downhill, obviously, shots there in Tulsa that you can obviously get a ton of yardage on. But it's more when the ball hits and runs. So if it's firm and fast like it was out there today, it can run forever if you hit the fairway. But you also, while I was having lunch this afternoon, Scotty Scheffler was all over the map, but the ball also runs in the trees easier when it gets firm and fast like that. But the yardage is, for us, we're not carrying it any further, but if the conditions are firm and fast, the ball just runs and it keeps going. It's like Torrey this last summer. I mean, it's an insanely long golf course at sea level for the U.S. Open. But once you hit the fairway and the ball gets bouncing and rolling, it makes us look like we're King Kong out there hitting the ball forever. But you know what? It's more the conditions than it actually is the equipment and the players. But to answer the question, there are more athletes playing the game of golf. The Tiger factor of getting actually younger athletes to play the game of golf instead of baseball or football or another sport or basketball. The guys don't feel weird in high school, maybe sort of like I did, that you're a golfer. That stigma isn't there anymore. The guys are like, oh, awesome, you play golf. And it's just different than it used to be. So you're seeing better athletes play the game, which contributes a little bit to that long distance of driving.
We're talking to PGA Tour Pro Charlie Hoffman here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And I'm looking forward to getting you back, or to seeing you get back out there on the golf course and competing. And I know that the PGA Championship moved from August to May. And I'm wondering how you like that difference, because I know last time they played Southern Hills, it was like 105 degrees every day doing it in Oklahoma in August. But I'm assuming that's a good change for most of the tour.
Yeah, Tulsa is a perfect example. Yeah, it was the hottest I think I've ever been in America. was that last PGA? I remember it vividly. But you also have the flip side of like a Beth Page Black we played 2 years ago. I mean, in this time of year, you can get some sketchy weather in New York this time of year. I mean, so it's I think it opens up some different golf courses in the future for the PGA to play this time of year versus. When it used to be played in the middle of summer. I mean, we can go to Florida now probably and play, I mean, and still hit the greater metropolitan area of New York and Jersey and Philly. And I answer that question. Yes, I think it is a better date for the PGA. I think there's some better buildup this time of year for the game of golf, for the PGA of America, trying to influence the younger generation and their teaching pros for get ready for the summer and the game of golf. And then at the end of the, we'll say, golfing period for America when it used to be. So I think the date change is a great change for the PGA of America.
And to go even a little bit further into like some of the scheduling and all that, because I'm a golf nerd, how do they choose a PGA championship course? Like, I don't think we'll ever see Torrey Pines be a PGA championship course. And I'm just curious, do you know how they come to finding the locations and then ultimately choosing them?
No, I don't know that answer, to be honest with you. I don't know why Torrey couldn't be a PGA championship, because there's some turnover on golf. We'll say a congressional that's hosted the U.S. Open is going to host the PGA and a Ryder Cup upcoming years.
Beth Page or Riviera.
I wouldn't rule it out, to say the least. But a lot of these tournaments have gone to more of a rotation. Obviously, Valhalla is owned by the PGA America. They go there, and then their new headquarters in Frisco in Texas, they'll start going there. But I think having a little rotation is probably good for the PGA America. And then the identity of a U.S. Open golf course, I think they try not to touch that a little bit. So. I don't know what goes into it, but there have been overlaps throughout the years.
I just want to see more major golf here in San Diego. That's all I want.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, please. Charlie Hoffman is with us, PGA Golf Tour professional right now on the IL, as it were, although able to get a round of golf in today and not in the PGA Championship where he'd like to be. Charlie, I'm sure that everybody's followed this Phil Mickelson story, probably nobody closer than all of us in San Diego. I'm getting to the point where I kind of miss Phil Mickelson now. I don't know what, you know, he said that upset so many people. How do you think it's best for Phil to get back in the game, and how important it is it for us to have him back?
You know, Phil's one of the best to ever play the game, and he's one of the greatest ambassadors for the game of golf. I feel like he's been treated horribly by the media. Personally, I think he stuck his neck out for players, and actually I think he had the best interest for the players, trying to make the top players a little bit more money, and I think he was leveraging maybe the LIV Tour a little bit on that side of it. He wanted to see a few things change on the PGA Tour, which that's the great thing about golf. You can sort of view your ideas, but I mean, Phil's always had opinions on a lot of things, from the taxes in California to, I mean, who knows what else, but he's been very opinionated. I don't know what he did really that wrong to be, I would say, canceled by all his sponsors. But I hope to see him back soon. I think I have talked to him. I've been around him. I think he mentally is in a really, really good spot. I think he's actually really enjoyed the time off. But he does miss the competing, miss the guys out there, misses the camaraderie of the PGA Tour. And I don't know when he's going to come back. I mean, he doesn't miss answering to the media. He doesn't miss having to do an obligation for a sponsor. He doesn't miss all that, since he was at a young age, since he won in college. I mean, think about this. The guy won a PGA Tour event when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's been pulled every direction for his whole career, and I think for the last 3 months he's actually kind of enjoyed not being pulled in all different directions and sort of getting off the grid. And I don't know when he's going to come back. And when he comes back, it's going to be the best time for Phil Mickelson to come back. And the fans are going to welcome him back, and I think he's going to be a better Phil Mickelson than he ever was.
We're talking to Charlie Hoffman here, PGA Tour professional on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. And to expand on that a little bit, we were talking about it in the Big Five, and this media, I don't media firestorm around Phil. It seems like there's a lot of people in the media now coming out and talking about all of their bad interactions with Phil Mickelson, and they're kind of painting this picture of someone who's not a friendly person. And I'm just wondering, as a fan of golf, how do we get through all of what the media is saying, what Phil Mickelson's saying, and then what you're saying? Like, how do we view Phil Mickelson after this? Because we don't get to hang out with him and all that stuff, so I don't really know how to feel about him.
Let's put it this way. My interactions with Phil, I would consider him a friend. I don't go hang out at his house, and I don't go on vacations with him. But the guy's been nothing but generous to me in the community of San Diego, to everybody at every golf course. There's not a cart guy that Phil hasn't walked by that hasn't handed him $100. There's not a charity event for myself or my foundation he hasn't supported on his own dime. When he plays the event, not only does he play for free, he buys a group. Mm. He pays full boat for a group. I have nothing but good things to say about Phil Mickelson. I think he really was trying to do the best thing for the players and try to have the top players make as much money as they can. I don't agree with everything he said, but I really think he wanted the best for all the players. And obviously it got, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it, how the media took it and ran with it. I mean, I feel bad. I feel horrible for what he's gone through, but I have nothing but good things to say about Phil. How he's, like the young players on tour, how he takes them under his wing, like a Keegan Bradley or Brendan Steele. John Rahm. I mean, it goes on and on how many guys he's touched and influenced. I mean, I would say he's the closest thing to Arnold Palmer in this modern golf era that,
wow,
that we have. I mean, he really is. He takes time to sign autographs. He takes time to engage in people, and he cares. And that, I don't know where all this other stuff is coming from, unless, like I said, I can't say a bad word about Phil Mickelson, and I'm completely caught off guard if any of this is true or not true or what it is. But I think he's gonna, when he comes back, I think he'll come back stronger and better, and I think this will sort of just be a little blip on the radar, and people will forget about it in the future.
I hope you're right. Charlie Hoffman is with us, and, you know, I mean, Mickelson has been nothing but great. And if it wasn't for Mickelson, I mean, you know, it's kind of like it's a lot of the sour grapes that were going on with Tiger Woods when he was dominating the tour, and some people would come out and say, boy, it's all Tiger this, Tiger that, Tiger this, Tiger that. Well, the bottom line, as you know, Charlie, Tiger Woods made a lot of golfers a lot of money by helping making the sport more popular. I think Mickelson did much the same thing. And it seems like everybody's trying to take a shot at him and kick him when they perceive that he's down. And, you know, I don't think it's a very good look for golf. And I hope that that Mickelson comes back stronger. How about yourself? When are we going to see you back out on the tour? And so we can start following you every weekend. I got to check my leaderboard on Thursdays and Fridays and see how you're doing.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's all the golf I've been playing lately are on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yes, you have.
It's come back. No, the body's feeling good. I'm getting some workouts in again. I'm able to practice and hard and get my speed back to hit it up there with the Rahms and the McIlroys. So everything's feeling really good. I got U.S. Open qualifier on Monday because I'm not exempt in there this year. And then I've got the Colonial Memorial the next couple of weeks. So I personally, this is the first time all year that I feel like I can go full bore and feel good about competing and winning golf tournaments, not just making the cut. People are like, well, what's your goals right now? Like, my goal is to win a golf tournament. I might have, earlier in the year, might have been, how do I get through a golf tournament? But now I'm ready to win golf tournaments again. I'm 45. I still feel like I can compete with these young guys. And I got a handful of years left in me to play on the PGA Tour. And I look forward to the challenge. I mean, it's a little bit different than it was a few years back. But that's what makes me grind a little bit more and get even more competitive is that challenge that I have. And I look forward to it. And hopefully one day I break that record that we should all be celebrating right now about Phil Mickelson and how he won a major championship at 50. I'm hoping to play a major championship at 50 and maybe give him a run for a shot at the oldest golfer to ever win a major championship.
Love it. We're talking to Charlie Hoffman, PGA Tour pro.
But if you're ahead of a major golf tournament before you turn 50, you're not going to turn that one down.
as I tell people, I got to get back in the majors to contend for them.
That's right.
Soon enough. Real quick question. I know that you are a Padres fan. You're a San Diego sports fan. Have you been watching much Padres? Have you been able to sit down and see a couple of the games this season?
Yeah, I tune in whenever I can. These East Coast games I like during the middle of the day a little bit better. It's actually easier on my schedule than when the kids are home to watch a little bit of baseball. But unfortunately, when I'm on the road traveling on the East Coast, I don't catch many games, obviously, because they're not starting until 10:05. But I'm definitely a guy that picks up the phone in the morning and see how they did and checking the box scores and seeing how everybody's doing. And it's great to see the town rally behind it more than anything. I mean, since the Chargers left, it seems like we've been a little bit not that big of a sports town, but the new ownership and their acquisitions of great players. I'm looking forward to it. And just like everybody else, I'm looking forward to Tatis coming back, hopefully in the middle of June sometime.
See,
there he goes. Charlie Hoffman, the guy, man. We're
going to
see
it in the middle of June.
We're going to see in the winter circle before long, Charlie. Thanks so much for being with us as always. Enjoy the rest of the golf weekend and stay in touch. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks,
anytime,
Charlie.
Charlie Hoffman. You have he has a carte blanche, has his own phone line to call in whenever he wants to be on the show. Charlie Hoffman on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. By the way, Charlie Hoffman, if you're still listening after that, you are one of the young guys. He's only 45. I want to hear. It's in the sports world, maybe that's not as young as you think. But
golf
Hoffman,
world, different story.
Plenty young enough. And, you know, he's right about competing on Thursdays and Fridays. He's had some really good first two rounds, has not been able to sustain it over the weekend. And I think that's, you know, largely to do with the fact that he hasn't been healthy. But he's getting healthier. Yeah. And I think we could see Charlie back in the winner's circle again.
You know, Charlie has been so good to our show. It all started when he called in, when he was listening to us, and we were talking about golf. We had another person on. Michael Collins was talking about how they were going to return from COVID.
Right.
And Charlie called in just to let us know that Michael Collins
was not
even
right.
Though he's a great guy and they're friends, he's not right. So
he wasn't right.
And Charlie's
come
on during the players when he was leading after two rounds.
I remember that. Yeah.
So he comes out. He's just
always
awesome.
Been good to us. Yeah. We're blessed to have him on the program for sure. All right. Quick timeout. Come back. Double check everything going on in the sports world on this Thursday, including a recap of the Padres' 2-0 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies today. One that has improved the Friars' record to 24-14, fourth best record in all of Major League Baseball. It has been quite the start for the Padres. We'll discuss more when we come back on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.